Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino for all of you out there and to our listeners. Thank you very much and good day for and tuning in. And thank you. We appreciate it. And with all of that and all of those words sort of floating around, Roland.
Oh, Carl.
Here we go.
I got a rant for you today.
To launch the broadcast.
Oh, my God.
Please go.
You know, first of all, I'm an old guy. Right? And I like to admit that right off the top.
Yeah, but young at heart.
But of course. I haven't been to a concert in many, many years. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to go to a Zac Brown Band concert with my son and my twin granddaughters up in New Hampshire.
Okay.
I was floored. I mean, first of all, when Zac Brown first came on the air, or first came on the stage, everybody in front of me stood up. Okay. I didn't know that this was supposed to happen.
Oh,
I mean, I didn't feel like standing up for an hour and a half.
No, you didn't.
So I just sat there pouting.
I don't mean to laugh.
My granddaughters offered to, come on, Pop, stand up, you know.
And jump around
yeah,
with us.
No, but come on. First of all, the crowd was, I think, inconsiderate.
Yes.
By doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that some of them were drunk.
Yes.
And not a good idea.
I think that
Zac Brown should have said, you know, why don't everybody kind of sit down and enjoy this so everybody can see?
Yes.
Now, the only time I could see him for the entire concert was up on a Jumbotron screen. And if I wanted to watch it at home on a Jumbotron screen, I would have done that.
Yes.
I would have saved, you know, well, I didn't buy the tickets. My son did. So I didn't save any money. I just thought, you know, I'm surprised.
Well,
Carl, you know.
I know this upsets you. And let me, this has been going on since the big band era, I must tell you.
Oh, come on.
No, it's absolutely true. When you look at the big band era, particularly from Hollywood, when they did it, and they did those live broadcasts from the Copa and so on, not live, but live to tape or a kaleidoscope, they always, when the band started playing, everybody stood up.
Why?
Because they went to the dance floor, and the dance floor was in between.
That's understandable. There was no dance floor here.
I know that. Well, that's where it started. When I go to a stadium, and the last concert that I saw in the stadium was George Michael, which was fabulous in Tampa. And we were sitting, and my wife, smart enough, said, we must sit in the tiered section, which means when you're in the tiered or platform section, anybody stands up in front of you, you can still see.
Was this indoors or outdoors?
Indoors. It was a hockey stadium.
Okay, my place was an outdoor amphitheater.
And you were on the green.
And then you have your walkway, you have your seats down below, they're more expensive. And then you have the green where you could, it's a tiered, it's, you know, it's raised, and
correct,
you can sit down, you bring a blanket, your lawn chairs, whatever it is you want to do. But I still couldn't see.
And you watched it on
and
the
show. And so that is my rant and my message on this particular broadcast.
And I think
to this particular broadcast to Zac Brown, ask your audience to sit down. So the rest of us can enjoy it.
And
us old guys
and
older guys.
Zac Brown may be listening to this broadcast. And if he is, we want you to tell your audience to sit the hell down, okay?
Well, I wasn't going to use that vernacular.
But, you know, they do that at certain concerts where the band is in control of the audience. And this is true. Sometimes the band controls the audience, and particularly in a, I assume this was a smaller venue, a couple of thousand seats, that kind
couple
of thing.
Couple thousand,
okay.
Yeah.
The big venues, it's impossible. 50,000 when they're in the open playing fields.
No, that's not going to work.
Absolutely impossible, okay? But in the smaller venues, the band should have control. You're absolutely correct.
Well, the performer should always have control, and I have to compliment Zac Brown that he did. He stopped a fight. He stopped in the middle of a song and said, hey, no, stop that.
That's correct.
We don't do that here.
That's correct. And the bands that are in control of that do that. But unfortunately for you, in today's day and age, they all stand up. But rant accepted.
Well, I got my little 33 RPM at home. I'm going to start playing my records and just thoroughly enjoy the music the way I used
to. And Mozart went out. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we rant on. We're back.
America, weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Creator of the runaway hit show Sons of Anarchy may be planning some sort of prequel, maybe a miniseries for FX viewers who can't get enough anarchy. Marilyn Manson and Courtney Love. Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now to get a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Sons of Anarchy is nearing the end of its shelf life for the 2015 consume by date. The show's creator has a book spinoff in the works. Mr. Suter isn't hot to do an actual Sons of Anarchy spinoff, but is open to the possibility of a prequel for the suits at the FX network. Star Charlie Hunnam was notably absent from a Suter appearance where most of the cast was present. Sons of Anarchy show and others like it make the three big networks programming look like video from Nickelodeon. Seventh and final season, September 9th on the FX Network. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road and two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Having a bad day? Good. Here's why.
New research suggests that people who've experienced adversity in the past appreciate things more in the present.
Researchers asked participants about their experiences with hardships.
Participants were then presented with positive scenarios, like going on a hike, to determine their ability to enjoy those moments.
Those who dealt with more adversity in the past reported a higher capacity for enjoyment.
In other words, those who had previously experienced pain were more likely to appreciate life's small pleasures.
Let your bad days help make the good ones even better. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.